Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, your new favourite quiz show and a podcast that can help fill the gap between the end of Tipping Point and the start of Pointless. Here we go. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Sport Wednesday, and our guest is an actual sports presenter. Hello, Kelly Cates, on the most pressure-filled quiz day of your life.
This is the worst one ever. I hate this because it's usually things like, you know, what constitutes a foul in water polo or something like that. Ooh. And I just get really, it's not the side of sport that I love, the kind of stats side of it and the things like that. I like stats in so much as they back up a point that you want to make.
I think you should give us a bit more credit, Kelly. We're going to do questions with a lot less stats. Thank you. But we're actually going to take that question from earlier because I was like, that's a really good question. So we'll keep that for a sports quiz later on. Okay, there are 15 points to play for. Question number one. Tech ball, spelled T-E-Q-B-A-L-L. Tech ball is a cross between football and what other sport?
I think this is table tennis. I've seen this one.
Yeah, it is. The correct answer is table tennis. So football and table tennis merged.
Yeah.
Question number two. LA used to have zero NFL teams and now it has two. Can you name either of them?
I only know the Rams.
Correct answer was Rams. You could have also had Chargers. Question number three. Who was the last recipient of the Premier League's Golden Glove Award? This was for the 2019 to 2020 season.
Oh, now, do you know what it is? I'm trying to think because last season was so, it was in two parts really. And I'm trying to think what the, I'm going to go for something obvious. I'm going to go for Edison at Manchester City.
Ah. Kelly, you're so right. The correct answer is Edison at Manchester City.
Thank God. I felt so sick.
With 16 clean sheets. Question number four, tennis. Margaret Court has 24 Grand Slam singles titles, the most of any woman in tennis history. Serena Williams has 23. But who is in third place on the all-time list with 22 Grand Slam titles? Margaret Court is number one. Serena Williams is number two. Who is in third place?
I would go Martina Navratilova.
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer is Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf. Mm. Oh, my God, of course.
I miss Steffi Graf.
I always liked her. I sort of warmed to her. She's still married to Andre Agassi.
Yes, unbelievably. God, that was a love story.
That's nice. That makes me happy. Too. That seems like I think she seems like a nice person for him.
Mm, yeah, I felt like she was really good for him.
They'll be delighted to hear it.
Question number five. Hawkeye was first introduced in 2001 in which sport?
That's cricket.
The correct answer is cricket. The technology was first used during a test match between England and Pakistan on Lord's Cricket Ground on 21st of May 2001. It wasn't introduced in tennis until 2005. Question number six. For which Olympic sport do British athletes Richard Mead and Charlotte Dujardin have gold medals?
Charlotte Dujardin is horses, and I'm trying to think what the... Would it be like show jumping?
All right, the answer is equestrian, but you know what? But you're so there. You're there. We're giving it to you. Take the point, Kelly.
I should have just stuck with horses.
Question number seven. Which country hosted the 1988 Winter Olympics, which saw the true story of Jamaica's very first bobsleigh team?
Oh, the summer ones were in LA. The winter ones. Was that maybe Eddie the Eagle? No, that was way before that. Was it? Calgary.
So yeah, so the answer is Canada, but you've been even more specific because you gave us Calgary, which was the host city in Canada. So well done. It was actually the same Olympics that saw the failure of Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, it was Eddie the Eagle ones.
It was the same
God,
one,
I
yeah.
I thought that was earlier than that.
Question number 8. Which annual motor race takes place at Snaefell Mountain Course?
Oh, I don't know. Is it like a TT thing? Is it a... Snaefell Mountain Course. I don't know. Is it a motorbike thing? Is it TT, like something like that? I don't know.
You're definitely on the right page.
The only thing I can think is the one on the Isle of Man, which I cannot remember the name of. That's the only thing I can think of.
I have to give it to you. You've said TT, you've said Isle of Man. I'm giving it to you. Isle of Man TT is what it's officially called. And you definitely said that it, mixed in all the other things you said. I just will create the sentence.
I knew what I meant. I wasn't 100% sure. I didn't know that's what the park was called. But yeah.
You were there. Question number 9. How many players are on a volleyball team?
4.
Ugh. Incorrect. The correct answer is 6. Your final 3 questions have multiple correct answers. Are you with me, Kelly?
Yes, I am.
Question number 10. For 1 point, apart from Red Rum, can you name any horse to have won the Grand National twice?
Red Rum's the first one I've got. You know when you've got one in your head then? Mm. And you just think... I don't think this is right. It might just have won it once. I'm trying to think of any Grand National winner. Headhunter.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
No.
We were looking for Manifesto, Abdel Kader, Peter Simple, Reynolds Town, The Colonel, The Lamb, or Tiger Roll. These names
Tiger Roll I remember, insane. But the rest of them I wouldn't have got them in a million years.
Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any 2 teams that currently compete in the British Basketball League?
Oh God, no, this is awful. I'm trying to think now. I will have done bits on this, but I mean, 15 years ago.
Oh God.
There's one in Newcastle. I know that because... the owners are heavily involved across. I want to say the Newcastle Eagles.
Correct.
Is that right? Are they called the Eagles?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought
yes,
that might...
they are.
Because they also have like an ice hockey team. And more.
Very well done. Newcastle Eagles are a point for you.
I can't give you another one. I can't.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm very impressed you could give me one, to be fair. We could have also had Bristol Flyers, Cheshire Phoenix, Glasgow Rocks, Leicester Riders, London Lions, Manchester Giants, Plymouth Raiders, Sheffield Sharks, Surrey Scorchers and Worcester Wolves.
I could have guessed at the Sheffield Sharks. I could have guessed at that. That feels like a sort of basketball-y name, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the Sheffield Sharks.
Yeah.
And finally... question number 12 for 3 points. It's a football question. Come on, Kel.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Can you name 3 of the 4 nations to win a European championship that have never hosted the tournament?
Is Denmark one of them?
Correct. 1992.
Who's never hosted it? Portugal or Spain has hosted. Oh, hang on. Have they, though? Have Spain... I'm going to go old school and go things like Czech Republic?
Correct! 1976, Czechoslovakia.
And...
so you've given us Denmark and Czechoslovakia. We're looking for one more. Can you name 3 of the 4 nations to win a European championship that have never hosted the tournament?
Oh, do you know? What? Did they win it there? Or did they... was that the Portugal? Is Greece one of the answers?
Correct! 2004!
I knew it was 2004 and I was thinking, did they win it? But then I was thinking, that was in Portugal. I was thinking, did Portugal win it that year? Did I have my years wrong? I'm very pleased with that. I'm very pleased with that.
I feel like we really went through something there together.
Yeah. Honestly, it was quite traumatic.
11 points, Kelly.
The football ones are horrible because it's not, It's either I get every single football answer that I could possibly have in my brain and then I start questioning myself, or I can't think of an answer at all. Like when even with the Golden Glove one, I'm thinking, I couldn't remember. Yeah. I've got no sense of time over last season as well. It just feels like everything over the last year has just been so ridiculous that I'm thinking, was that last season or the season before?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was a nightmare.
I have to say, you go quiet, you have a think, and then I'm just always, I'm prepared for your right answer. Something about your tone just makes me feel like you will be right.
But it's just, it's the thinking. I have to kind of go into myself and sort of think, right, but then I'm it's the doubt that goes into my mind straight away that it really worries me.
So what have we learnt, Kelly?
We've learned that pressure makes me doubt myself. This is like therapy. I didn't expect this.
There you go. Kelly, thank you so much. And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.